Can Congress figure out Bitcoin?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you've always had trouble understanding the digital encrypted currency Bitcoin, you're not alone. Color Congress uncertain on the hard-to-trace money. A Senate committee starts to explore the issue of so-called virtual currencies today. The big question is how something like Bitcoin could contribute to the economy, or not. Ashley Milne-Tite takes a look.
If you're wondering why you might even want to use virtual currency, here's an example. George Peabody is a senior director at Glenbrook Partners, a consulting firm. He says take two suppliers who know each other well. They could benefit from a payment system like Bitcoin where they interact with one another directly.
They could start sending payments to each other over what we call Bitcoin rails, over as a payment rail, which could be a great deal less expensive than going through their bank and wiring funds.
Bitcoin cuts out the middleman. That's one of the things Congress is concerned about. If there's no bank, there's a potentially greater chance of money laundering or other unsavory activity. There could be more mundane headaches for consumers, too.
You and I can dispute a transaction and charge it back to a merchant and get it taken off of our credit card bill. That won't exist in Bitcoin.
Still, Peabody says Bitcoin is a worthy experiment, one that needs time to evolve before regulators clamp down. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The Federal Communications Commission was started in 1934, long before the internet. But more and more, it's a government organization that is expected to play referee in the online world. And there's a new referee. Tom Wheeler used to lobby for broadcasters and telecom companies. Now he's the new chairman of the FCC. One big challenge he's facing is net neutrality, whether internet service providers can restrict or degrade access to online services from competitors. One of the immediate things on his list, though, is the country's shrinking spectrum for our multiplying mobile devices. Chairman Wheeler, thanks for joining us.
Ben, it's good to be here.
Why does this matter to consumers, and how are you going to thread the needle so we don't all have to pick between Verizon and AT&T?
Well, we're heading towards a spectrum shortage. So what the FCC has done is to say we'll have a voluntary auction where we say to the broadcasters, would you like to sell your spectrum back to the federal government? That hopefully will be a marketplace means of determining what the highest and best use of the spectrum is.
Uh-huh.
And then we will take that spectrum, which we have bought back, and resell it to the wireless carriers to be able to meet the climbing demand for wireless services.
Someone described you to me as a consummate DC insider. So you're known, I think, by a lot of people as someone who comes from the industry. What do you have to say to folks to help them feel better about you being at the head of the FCC?
Ben, I'm proud of my previous time working with two dynamic and growing industries, and I hope that I was a good advocate for them. Today, the American people are my client, and I want to be the best possible advocate for the American people.
You've written a little bit about the covenant between networks and the people they connect.
Right.
Talk to me more about that.
Well, I think that one of the things that we have to make sure is that technology doesn't change the basic relationship between networks and those who use them. Concepts like the right of access to a network, the need for networks to interconnect, that the values that consumers have always come to rely on from their networks are preserved.
Now, is one of those values equal access to something like Netflix, whether or not your internet service provider is Verizon or Comcast? I know that another thing you're facing is a large debate about net neutrality.
Access, indeed, is one component of the network compact, and it takes all kinds of forms. There's access to a network itself, which is a broadband network. If you're out in a remote area, how do you get access to the network? It is making sure that the rights of consumers are not denied, because if theirs are denied, then their access is de facto denied.
What's the favorite piece of technology in your house?
I think my iPad is my favorite piece of technology. I can do, and I do almost anything on it. When I think about laying in bed last night and reading a book or watching Netflix or Hulu, it is the variety that the device, because it has this digital network behind it, can offer.
All right. You heard it here first. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler is a Netflix watcher.
And I like the British version of House of Cards better than the American version.
Chairman, thank you so much for joining us.
Ben, thank you.
And before we go, we're going to start a new segment on our show this week. It's called Techsplainer. Complicated or simple, we plan to answer your questions about software, hardware, and everything in between in plain English. You can submit your questions to us via Facebook or Twitter, unless, of course, your question is, what is Twitter? If that's the case, visit our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM. American Public Media.